Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present
Curtain Joy!
Makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. Labor Day is past and the lobby is packed again as a new theatrical season gets underway. And here, eager to see the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, is it comedy or romance tonight?
I'd say it's both, John. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. In a moment, the lights will be dimmed, so let's hurry and glance through the program. Harry Elders and Annette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, are starred tonight in Home James. Mr. Elders plays the part of James, and Miss Sargent is cast as Carol Nixon.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Home James. The scene is the master bedroom in the home of Albert Nixon, manufacturer of the famous streamlined automobile, the Nixon 8. Well, inasmuch as it's quite some time past Mr. Nixon's bedtime, the motor car tycoon is in bed, sound asleep. His mouth open, he snores energetically.
Oh. Hello.
Dad, this is Carol.
Who?
You know, Carol, your daughter.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of. Carol, do you know what time it is?
Why, it's... Let me look at my watch.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
But, Dad, I'm in a mess.
You're in a mess and I'm tired.
But I'm in jail.
That's fine. I'm in bed. Now we can both relax.
Dad, please. The nasty old sergeant down here won't even listen to me this time.
Oh, all right. What's the charge?
Why, it's...
Let me guess. You've been arrested for speeding again.
Yes, and I...
And as usual, you want me to get dressed, come down to the police station, and bail you out.
Yes.
Well, the answer's no.
But, Dad, you're not going to let them keep me in jail all night, are you?
Why not? You'll be safe there until I come down in the morning.
But, Dad, I...
Good night, Carol. Idea, doing 70 miles an hour.
But, Dad...
Going through a red light.
I tell you...
Disregarding a traffic officer's signal to stop.
Dad, I didn't even see him.
Of course you didn't. You were going too fast.
But I...
Breaking all the speed laws. Arguing with a motorcycle cop. Talking back to the desk sergeant.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, you're sorry.
I guess I can't blame you for waiting until this morning to bail me out.
Carol, this is the last time. Absolutely the last time.
Yes, Dad.
When your mother was alive, she did most of the worrying. Well, now I'm doing all of it, and the job is driving me out of my mind.
But really, Dad...
Young lady, when you get into a car, you go crazy.
Dad, I just don't know what it is. When I get a steering wheel in my hand and the accelerator under my foot, well, something happens to me.
I'll say it does. You get a ticket for speeding.
Well, of course, it's partly your fault.
My fault?
Yes, for bringing that new Super Deluxe Nixon home yesterday.
Now, you see here...
How was I to know that when you just touch the accelerator, the darn thing practically flies?
Carol, I... Young woman, things are going to be different from now on. I've made some new arrangements.
New arrangements?
Yes.
Well, I can see you're not going to talk.
A very shrewd observation, young woman. But now that you're home, you'll find out fast enough.
Well, I'll find out later, Dad.
You will?
Yes, I'm going to take the car now and drive out to the club.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a date with Roger Trevor.
Carol, you know I don't like that stuffed oaf.
Dad, Roger's not... You took the ignition key.
Oh, so I did.
But aren't you going to give it to me?
Carol, giving you an ignition key is like giving a baby a stick of dynamite.
But how am I going to drive without it?
That's just the point. You're not.
I'm not.
Someone else is going to do your driving for you.
Someone else is going... Who?
That fellow coming towards us from the garage.
But, Dad, he's wearing... wearing a chauffeur's uniform.
Naturally. He is a chauffeur. I just hired him.
You mean you're going to have a... Oh, no.
I told you things were going to be different from now on, Carol.
Good morning, Mr. Nixon.
Oh, good morning, James. This is my daughter, Miss Carol.
How do you do, Miss Carol?
How do you do?
Well, I hope you two get along all right.
I'm sure we will, sir.
And I'm sure we won't.
Yes, of course. Well, I've got a big day at the plant. Here's the ignition key, James. And remember, you have your order.
Yes, sir. Where to, Miss Nixon?
Nowhere.
You mean, don't you, nowhere with me?
That's just what I mean.
Sorry, but wherever you go, I go. You see, I have to drive you.
If anybody drives this car, I will. Now, if you'll give me that ignition key.
Sorry, miss, it's against orders.
Now, see here, James. Let's get things straight.
All right, let's.
I don't like chauffeurs.
I'm sorry to hear that, Miss Nixon. Some chauffeurs are pretty nice people.
I don't want a chauffeur. I don't need a chauffeur.
That isn't what your father said when he hired me.
Oh? Well, what did he say?
He said you were a menace to pedestrians, a danger on the highways, and that someday you'd wind up with a steering wheel around your neck.
Oh, he did he?
Yes, miss.
Now, you look here. I can't waste all morning sitting here. I have to be at the club at 10 o'clock.
And we'll never get there if you don't move over and let me take that wheel.
Now, James, for the last time...
I'm sorry, but...
Oh, very well. Take me to the club. I haven't any other way of get there.
Very good, miss.
I must say I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
I'm sorry, miss.
And James...
Yes?
If you don't take that silly grin off your face, I'll slap it off. James?
Yes, Miss Nixon?
Step on it. We're late.
I'm sorry, miss.
But we're only going 25.
Yes, miss. That's as fast as we're going to go.
What do you mean?
It's orders, miss, from your father. Anyway, this is a new Nixon, and it has to be broken in.
Oh, really?
It's not supposed to go any faster than 25 for the first 1,000 miles.
So now you're telling me about the cars my own father makes.
Cars are my business, miss.
Will you stop calling me miss?
Very well, miss. Carol?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I've got to call you something. You call me James, so I'll call you Carol.
James, you're impertinent.
Am I? Well, you're lovely.
What? How dare you?
Especially your eyes.
Like...
Of course, you're irresponsible.
Why, the very idea...
You're also spoiled.
Oh, honestly...
But there's nothing wrong with you that a good spanking wouldn't cure.
James, you...
Of course, that's your father's job. I'm just your chauffeur.
James, you're fired.
Oh, but you can't fire me.
Oh, I can't I?
No, because you didn't hire me. Remember? Your father did. Here's the club, Carol. Miss Nixon.
Carol, where you been?
Oh, Roger, hello.
I've been waiting for you. Hey, who's this?
My chauffeur.
Your what?
My chauffeur, and don't you dare make any remarks. My father hired him, I didn't. Oh, James.
Yes, Miss Nixon?
Take my golf clubs from the trunk and bring them to the clubhouse, please.
Sorry, Miss Nixon, I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't?
Yes, why?
Because I was hired as a chauffeur, not as a caddy.
James, I insist that you take my clubs in.
You heard her, my man.
I'm not your man, sir, and I'm not carrying Miss Nixon's clubs.
See here, I've half a mind to make you do it.
When you make up your mind to make me do it, please let me know.
Why, you...
Roger, please don't create a scene. Everyone on the clubhouse porch is watching.
Very well, Carol, but I...
I'll wait for you here until you finish playing golf, Miss Nixon.
Don't bother. I'll ride home in Mr. Trevor's car.
Oh, but Miss Nixon,
I said I'll ride home with Mr. Trevor.
Very good, miss.
Roger.
Yes, Carol?
Be a darling and carry my golf bag into the clubhouse.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Anna Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
As soon as the month of September begins, we all start thinking of new methods of relaxing and enjoying ourselves. For September is the month when autumn begins. But one little treat that is always a pleasure, no matter what the season of the year, is the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar. You begin to enjoy a Snickers bar the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and notice that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then, with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, crisp with whole freshly roasted peanuts. and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All together, the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, crisp peanut, and soft nougat combine to give you that rare taste blend you will find only in a Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
There's the call for the second act of Home James, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Albert Nixon, the automobile manufacturer, tired of bailing his daughter Carol out of jail for breaking the traffic laws, finally hired James, the chauffeur, to be her driver. This she didn't like. Moreover, she took an instant dislike to James. Well, it's later now, and Carol is being driven home by Roger Trevor.
Well, Carol, what about it?
What about what, Roger?
Why, I just asked you to marry me, but you didn't even hear me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about...
I know. You were thinking about James. You were thinking about him all around the course.
Yes, but...
He ruined your game. Carol, why let him upset you so much? After all, he's only a chauffeur.
I wonder. He doesn't act like one.
Well, never mind James now. Look, Carol, you know I'm in love with you. This must be the 20th time I've asked you to marry me.
And for the 20th time, Roger, the answer is no. You're awfully sweet, but...
But you don't love me.
I guess that's it. Oh, dear. The thunder. Looks like a storm.
Yes, the sky's getting pretty dark.
Going to rain any minute. What? Roger, what's the matter with the car?
I don't know, Carol. It seems to be stalling. Can't understand it. There's plenty of gas.
Oh, dear, it stopped.
Well, maybe I can start it again.
Dear me. I hope you can start it.
No. Oh, it's no use. I'll run the battery down.
But, Roger... Oh, golly.
Carol, what's the matter?
Oh, the thunder. It always terrifies me.
Well, I suppose I have a look at the engine.
Oh, Roger, don't leave me. It's getting darker, and
but I... But, Carol, I've got to go look at... Say, listen.
What's that?
There's a car coming. Maybe we can get a lift.
Oh, wonderful. But...
What's the matter now?
It's the Nixon. It must be James.
Even so, we can't help ourselves.
Can I give you a lift, Miss Nixon?
No, thank you, James.
It's getting dark, miss. It'll rain any minute.
I don't care. I'll wait for Mr. Trevor to fix the car. Oh, dear. James?
Yes, Miss Nixon?
On second thought, I guess I'll go with you. You mind, Roger?
Well, no, no, I don't mind. I'll stay and try to fix the car.
Good. And, Trevor.
Yes? What is it?
I don't think you'll find anything wrong with the motor.
Then where will I find it?
Take a look at your exhaust pipe.
Hello?
Carol, this is Roger.
What's the matter, Roger?
I caught a cold out in the rain.
Oh, that's too bad.
The funniest thing happened.
It did what?
Well, I took your chauffeur's suggestion and got out of my hands and knees on the mud and looked at the exhaust pipe.
Yes?
Well, what do you think I found stuck in there?
What?
A potato.
A potato?
An Idaho potato.
Oh, good heavens.
That's why the car stalled. It blocked the exhaust tube coming out. As a result, they couldn't...
Gesundheit.
Thank you. As a result, they backed up into the motor and combustion stopped.
I see.
Now, who do you suppose would play a dirty trick like that on me?
I think I know.
You mean?
Yes, I mean James.
James stuffed a potato into Trevor's exhaust pipe, eh? I wish I'd been there to see it.
Jeff, do you mean to say you're not going to fire James after pulling such an awful trick?
Certainly not, Carol. Why should I?
But you don't seem to understand that Roger had to get down on his knees in the mud and rain and pull out that potato.
Oh, but I do.
Why, he could have caught his death of pneumonia.
I wonder why he didn't.
Dad! but...
Listen, Carol, you know how I feel about Trevor.
Well, just to say...
I don't like him and I don't trust him. He's a phony and a stuffed shirt.
He is not. He's a gentleman and he asked me to marry him.
Naturally. He's after your money.
Oh, Dad.
But I don't want any part of him as a son-in-law.
Now, Dad, let's get back to James. I demand that you fire him. He's insulting, insolent, independent...
And he's worth his weight in gold, at least to me.
Oh, now, Dad...
For the first time in months, I can sleep nights, knowing that you're in good hands.
Then you won't get rid of James?
No.
Very well, Dad. But I warn you...
Yes?
You're going to be sorry you ever hired him.
Hello?
Roger, this is Carol.
Why, Carol, I...
Roger, do you still want to marry me?
Do I still want to... Carol, you know I do.
Then let's elope tonight.
Tonight?
I'll meet you in Evansville at midnight. There's a justice of the peace there.
But how will you get there?
In my car, in the Nixon.
The Nixon?
I found a duplicate ignition key. All I have to do is sneak into the garage and drive it away before anyone has a chance to stop me. I'll show them both.
What was that?
Nothing, Roger, nothing. I'll meet you in Evansville at midnight. Them. I'll show them both. Now, what's the matter with this darn car? Why doesn't it start?
Are you having trouble, Miss Nixon?
James.
Oh, I'm sorry I frightened you.
What are you doing here in the garage?
Why, I live here. I moved into the room upstairs after dinner. Then when I heard you come in, I came downstairs. You going someplace?
That's none of your business.
I see you have a duplicate ignition key.
That's also none of your business.
You'll wear out the battery if you keep on doing that.
You shut up.
Besides, you can't start the car without this little gadget I have here.
What's that?
Oh, just a little thing called a rotor. It belongs in the car, and as long as it's in my hand...
You mean you detached it because...
Right. Because I didn't want you to do anything rash, such as trying to elope with Roger Trevor.
How did you know?
Why else would you try to sneak... It's Nixon out at midnight, especially with two suitcases and a hat box.
Is that part of the deal you made with my father to keep me away from Rogers?
Well, it all comes under the head of keeping you out of trouble.
So that's why you stuffed that potato in the exhaust pipe of Rogers' car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sick and tired of having you mind my business. If I want to marry Roger, I will.
But you don't want to marry Roger. He'll just make you unhappy.
Will you stop acting as though I were a child?
Sure, when you begin acting like a grown-up.
Oh, I hate you. Why, I could slap your face.
Well, why don't you go ahead and slap
him? I'm going to. There.
Well, that was a grown-up slap in the face, all right.
And I've been aching to slap you ever since I first saw you. Well, you beat, why don't you hit me back?
Because there's something else I've been aching to do ever since I first met you.
James, no. No, don't you dare try to kiss me.
This won't hurt a bit.
Don't you... Oh, James.
You like it?
Well, I...
If you slap me in the face again, I'll kiss you again.
But I can't slap you when my arms are around your neck.
Well... Maybe that's not necessary. Carol, you don't really love Roger Trevor, do you?
No.
You were going to elope with him just to spite your father and me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a childish thing to do, Carol.
I told you not to call me a child.
Oh, but Carol...
If there's anything I hate, it's the way you and Dad keep thinking me as a baby.
But all I said
you
was...
You said I was irresponsible and spoiled.
Carol, look,
You said I needed a good spanking.
But that was before...
Well, what you need is another slap in the face. Now, there... I hate you.
Boy, you sure have a wicked right. I think I'll ask your father for a raise. Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Hattie Elders and Nanette Sargent, here is John Weigel.
Although this is the beginning of September, we still have hot days ahead of us. Days when there will be real satisfaction and enjoyment in the taste of a Snickers candy bar that has been chilled in your refrigerator. For with each cool, luscious bite of a chilled Snickers, you enjoy a rare flavor combination of the choicest candy ingredients. A crisp, cold, thick milk chocolate coating. A golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts. Over a cool, snow-white nougat center that is richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. all blend together to make each enjoyable mouthful a real taste thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. There's the call for the third act of Home James, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. In order to show her father and James, the chauffeur, that they can't treat her as a child, Carol Nixon decided to elope with Roger Trevor. But James stopped her. He also kissed her, and, well, she confessed she didn't love Roger. But when James said her reason for wanting to elope was childish, Carol slapped his face for the second time. It's now the next morning. A tearful Carol dials a phone number.
I'll show him. Who does he think he is, anyway?
Hello?
Roger, this is Carol.
Carol, what happened to you last night? I waited in Evansville until 2 o'clock.
It was James. He kept me from leaving.
Oh, he did he?
Yes, but he's not going to stop me this time. Roger.
Yes?
We'll elope tonight instead.
All right, darling. But how? Can you get the car?
No. This time you call for me in your car.
Come in. Oh, hello, Jim.
Hello, Mr. Nixon.
Well, young man, how are you making out with my daughter?
How do you think, sir?
Pretty rugged, eh?
Plenty. She's got a temper that's a beaut.
Yes, I know. Just like her mother.
Well, of course.
Yes, she was spoiled, too. And at the time we met, well, I was just a poor mechanic.
I see.
She didn't take to the idea of marrying me right away. As a matter of fact, she slapped my face the first time I met her.
No fooling.
If she had slapped you, you would have known she wasn't fooling.
But what did you do after that?
Why, I kissed her again.
And then?
And after a while, we went away and got married.
I see. Mr. Nixon, have you seen Carol?
Why, yes. She just drove away somewhere with that Roger Trevor.
In which direction did she go?
Well, I believe they were heading towards the Evansville Road.
Thanks, Mr. Nixon. I'll see you later.
Roger.
Yes, darling?
There's a car following us.
Well, suppose there is.
But it's Dad's Nixon.
How do you know that?
I can tell that car anywhere. I got a glimpse as it passed under a light.
Then you think it's your chauffeur?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's just fine.
Roger, what are you going to do?
I'm going to wipe up the road with him. I'll make his face look like an Idaho potato.
No, Roger, please don't hurt him. You're much bigger than he is.
Frankly, Carol, I'm a little tired of having your chauffeur butt in on my private life.
Roger, here he comes.
Just sit here, darling. This will just take a moment.
All right, Miss Nixon, let's go home.
See here,
won't go home. I'm going to marry Roger.
Don't be silly. You're not in love with that dope. Why, you're coming home with me.
Oh, no, she isn't.
Keep out of this, sonny boy.
Look, how would you like a punch in the eye?
I wouldn't. Also, I wouldn't try it if I were you.
Oh, you wouldn't, eh?
Roger.
Well... Hey, let go of my arm.
Hey, what's the idea?
James, you threw him right over your shoulder.
Sure, just a little judo, I remember.
Oh, look out, James, he's getting up.
Hey, whose side are you on, anyway?
Why, I don't know.
See here, you caught me off balance, but this time I'll show... Hey, what's the...
Oh, good heavens, James, you did it again.
Sure, it's simple. And what's more, I don't want any more nonsense from you, understand?
Yes, James. James.
Yes?
We've gone 5 miles and you haven't said a word.
Well, what is there to say?
James, who are you? I mean, who are you really?
I'm an automotive engineer at your father's plant.
Oh, I see.
Your father asked me to be your chauffeur for a little while for 2 reasons.
The first reason was to, to keep an eye on me?
Yes. The second was to road test the new Nixon.
Oh.
I took the assignment as a gag. But it's not a gag anymore.
What do you mean?
I'm quitting as of tonight. Your father can get himself another boy.
But I'm
I'll
sure...
take you home, dump you in your father's lap, and that's all. I'm tired of playing nurse girl to a spoiled brat.
But, James...
Fun's fun, but enough is enough. Any girl who's harebrained enough to run off and marry someone she didn't love just out of spite...
James.
What?
Are you sure you're quitting just because you're fed up with chaperoning me? Or is it something else? Oh, so you won't talk, eh? James, stop the car. You're still my chauffeur, James. Stop the car.
Okay, that's an order.
Now, kiss me, James.
Is that also an order?
It is.
Very well.
Kiss me again, James.
Look, Miss Nixon. I mean, Carol.
Yes, James?
Carol, I love you.
Well, you do?
Yes.
Then prove it.
Oh, darling.
James, I set out to elope tonight.
Oh, but honey...
James, turn the car around and drive to Evansville. There's a justice of the peace there. And...
Very good, miss.
Darling, you know something?
What?
I don't even know your last name.
Well, it's...
Oh, no, don't tell me. I'll find out when you sign the marriage certificate.
Sure, but...
And then we'll go on our honeymoon in the Nixon. And then...
Go on, darling.
And then... Home, James.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and Anna Sargent in Home, James by Max Ehrlich. The supporting players were Maurice Copeland, Michael Romano, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time Orchestra is conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now, here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
Well, Pat, next week I'm a cab driver.
And he finds himself up to his neck in murder.
Yes, one that you're in deeper than I am.
Well, I have to be in it because it's called Lady in the Night.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Thanks and good night, Nana Sargent and Harry Elders. Good night, Pat.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Good Joy!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.